love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it took. No show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, aka Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
Killer, what's good, man?
Hey, shit, how you, man? You all right? How's your weekend?
It's going really good, man.
Good. That's what's up, man. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Where you at, Stat?
I'm in New York City. Tonight is the WNBA draft, y'all. So, yeah. Should be interesting.
Okay. Last night was the draft. Or is it tonight? What night is it?
It's tonight. It's tonight. It's Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night.
All good.
All good. So yeah, we'll get to see Caitlin Clark and a lot of other good players. So it should be good. Well, we can discuss our next episode after we see who does go number one overall, even though, you know, we already kind of know. So
you think you already know?
I'm pretty sure we already know. If they decide last minute to put somebody else as first overall, I think the whole world will be shocked.
Yeah, they would kind of be shocked
That ain't gonna happen. The Indiana Fever already negotiated 36. They got 40 games this season. They already negotiated 36 national TV games last week. You know what that's saying. 36 out of 40 national television games already negotiated, and the girl ain't even get drafted yet. You know what that's about. You ain't never see the Indiana Fever 36 times in 1 year on television. So they'll be dumb as fuck. I bet you all them contracts, they just got to be out the window.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like Dawn Staley must have knew something when she said she's going to lift the game.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, 36 out of 40 games is wild. And for a player not even to be drafted yet, it's crazy. Right.
Pacers don't even get that nationally televised games. So it's crazy. But okay, so let's start. NBA is getting real spicy right now. The Lakers beat the Pelicans 124-108. The Lakers secured the 8th seed, which will force a rematch tonight. What's your prediction on who will win that game, the Lakers or the Pelicans?
That's interesting. Where are they playing at tonight?
Let me check.
Because I'm quite sure they want revenge.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe they're going to play in New Orleans if the Pelicans, I believe they got the 7th seed. I'm not sure, though, so I can check. But
no, they did.
I would believe. I know they got the 7th seed, but I'm saying I would believe because they're the highest seed, they play at home.
Yeah.
And for the play-in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I know who's going to win, but I was thinking Zion them better not let LeBron them come inside New Orleans and get that game. You know, it's not like they get a do-over after that night because they're playing the Lakers who just beat them, so they should be going home with a lot of animosity about this. And especially because they got beat so convincingly that this is where the pride of who you are as a basketball player got to kick in, especially the morale of the team. But we talked about this last week, you know, when it comes down to one game, I said it, and I know Cam has been saying this for the longest time. If it's just one game that LeBron has to win, you almost got history on your side and legacy and everything else. It's just a hard game to get when you're playing against somebody that got that much repertoire and as much history that he has with the league and history and winning. So I would go with the Lakers, but I was really hoping that, you know, the young boys prove that it the old niggas don't still run everything. So that's my way to play it OJ, you know? Killer, what you think?
I think it's gonna be a really good game. Last night or yesterday afternoon, the Lakers really, like you said, convincingly beat New Orleans. Brandon Ingram didn't look like he was in basketball shape. He just got back. Zion played a terrible game. I think they have one day to study film. I don't think that New Orleans is going to play as bad as they did last night, tomorrow night. But I'm still going to pick the Lakers to win, depending on Anthony Davis's health. I don't know if you watched the end of the game, but with 4 minutes left, he got hurt and had to go back to the locker room, grabbing his back, walking gingerly, stretching out all on the floor during the middle of the game with 4 minutes left. So he didn't even finish the game. So it isn't like he has a lot of time to figure out exactly what's going on, or the Lakers organization doesn't have a lot of time. So it depends on the health of Anthony Davis. He didn't finish the game. And he makes the difference. He makes the difference, man. He does. You can still see, watching that game, that LeBron James was the best player on the floor. And LeBron is 39, playing like he's 29, playing out of his mind. But he can't do it by himself. Anthony Davis is the difference maker. So if Anthony Davis is at least 90%, then I'm going to pick the Lakers to win. But he didn't finish the game. He walked out slowly to the locker room, grabbing his back cords. And I really have no idea if you could fix a back injury in 48 hours. So we'll see. Yeah, but if Anthony,
you definitely can. You definitely can fix your back in 48 hours. If it's a knee or elbow or something like that, maybe, or a hamstring, maybe you get a shot or something like that. Pause. But when it's your back, that's not you. That's there's no way to recover that unless they got to spend $2 million on his body right quick. That can help him, but you know, he won't be able.
Just look at that nigga. He's so fucking annoying, yo. Because I know, I put myself every time I see him get hurt in a Lakers uniform or a Laker fan or in a Lakers, somebody who enjoys watching the Lakers, and it's got to be frustration, the roller coaster ride that you go on with Anthony Davis being hurt, not hurt, available, not available, knowing how good the Lakers could possibly be if he's always available, like LeBron is available. Or like I said, LeBron is not, if they're 82 games, but the however many games LeBron James played, he didn't miss a lot of games for a 39-year-old this year at all. So it has to be frustrating for people who like the Lakers, or even if you're on the team, because every time you see this nigga grab an ankle, a back, an elbow, an eyelash, or whatever, it's like, oh my God. And for him not to finish the game fucking yesterday was like, I was just looking, because they look so good. The Lakers look good. Them niggas look good the whole game. They was up 20 the whole game just about. And then he goes out, and it's like they already had the game secure, so they didn't have to worry about it. They was up 20 points when he went out. But still, you got to think about this for tomorrow night. It's a one-game situation. Yeah, so I'm going to pick the Lakers if Anthony Davis is healthy.
Yeah, but the eyelash is crazy. I would think about it, but – you know, he did have 30 and 11, but that's the type of person I'm talking about. He knows even after they win it that they gotta play them tomorrow, and he don't wanna be on the record for that. You know what I'm saying?
You're down with the wrong organization because you're gonna be on the record. And the thing about Anthony Davis is that he's great when he's available. If you put up all the games he had this year when he was playing, he was great outside of Sabonis, Embiid, and the Joker. Yeah, outside of them.
Yeah, I was about to say that when Joker is playing, it doesn't matter if he's available.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know his last 10 meetings against Sacramento, not the Lakers, because when they've won without him playing, the Lakers beat in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But his last 10 matches, games against Sacramento, he's 0-10 against Sabonis. He's 1-7 last 8 games against Embiid. And I mean, against the Joker, and I think he's like 0-5, 0-6, something to that nature against Philly when he plays dominant big men. So, you know, what you gonna say?
Yeah, because you said Joel Embiid, you said Joker, and now you're saying Sabonis. Those are all front court players.
Yeah, 0-10 against Sabonis as well.
Yeah. So, that means we'll see. Sabonis knows him.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know we were discussing LeBron's age, right? So in the game that they did just previously play against the Pelicans, he did record a triple-double, 28 points, 17 assists, 11 rebounds. How do you guys feel about him even performing still at this level?
He said he spent $2 million on his body. He's supposed to be getting 28, 15, and 11. I mean, he took care of his body. He did this stuff that was necessary. And that seemed to be like a new thing that people should focus on, both male and female athletes. That I don't ever remember anybody taking care of themselves like that and staying in that type of shape. Not even Jordan, you know, when he came back for the Wizards, he was still slim, but he wasn't paused. He wasn't like cut up like that. So I think that goes really far. The last person I remember, you know, constantly taking care of themselves like that probably was Ray Allen. You know, somebody that even when they got older, they just stayed in tip-top shape. And that says a lot about them, you know. Because and I know people joke around about, you know, spending money on his body, but even if he was taking something, you still would have to work out, so. The regimen and the discipline is still there. And I'm not saying that he has. I'm just saying, even if somebody was trying to say that, it's like a girl, she could go get her body done, but if she's going to stay there, it's stuff she's going to have to do.
If you're not saying that, why would you say that?
That's what they do in the media.
I'm just saying. If you're not going to say that, I'm not.
That's what niggas do in the media. I apologize, LeBron. Because that's what niggas do in the media. They say they ain't saying it. But they keep saying it. Like, nigga, thanks, Cam, for saying that, you know? I hate when niggas do that. Because niggas do that. They used to always do that to me. Now, I'm not saying this, but. Nigga, you keep saying it. It's like they put you on the magazine and go, is he for real? Nigga, there's nothing good about that statement. Thank you, Cam, for saying that. You know?
Yeah, you might
be like, LeBron and the James family, man.
Yeah, I got, look, you're gonna hold me accountable. I'll hold you accountable. I'm just wondering because, it's like when a nigga be like, yo. Yeah, I really hate to bother you, but you're about to bother me, right?
Yeah. My whole life, I ain't never asked you for nothing. For nothing. Don't start now, nigga. Keep the record going.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. I hate when niggas be like, yo, man, I really hate to bother you, but... but so you know you bothering me. You know this already before you even say it. You already know this, man.
If I didn't have to ask you this, I wouldn't be asking you this.
Yeah.
Don't have to ask me this, man.
Exactly. All right, but as far as LeBron playing, look, bro, me and Mace talked about it, I believe, on Friday before we left Hal, and we didn't talk about this specifically, but it was more like about how I forget what blog or website or outlet that was that had their top 10 players, and they had certain players that had a LeBron, Anthony Davis, and I believe Kevin Durant, and we was talking about solely based off this season, I don't believe either one of them had a LeBron, just because we don't know what's happening with Anthony Davis. D'Lo, and he's been playing good the second half of the season. LeBron, from game one to game 82, put on a show for us. So, outside the 7, 8, 9 games he missed, put on a show for his 21st season. Looks amazing. And like May said, look, if you spend that much on taking care of yourself, that means what you do is important to you. What I will say is this, because I'm one of them people too that always kind of bash, because I seen it a lot last night. I seen it this morning on a lot of people putting up what Michael Jordan did at 38 and what LeBron did at 38, or what Michael Jordan did at 39, LeBron did at 39. What I'll say is this for the people that don't know, and even for the people that do know, that tend, because I was one of them people too, that tend to discredit the Wizards' Michael Jordan. What we have to keep into consideration when it comes to the Wizards' Michael Jordan and him not being as good a shape as LeBron James, which is a fact, is that Michael Jordan didn't go there to play. Michael Jordan went there to try and co-own the team and get his feet wet as an owner. And he seen how bad the team was doing and decided to suit up. A lot of people don't remember that. Like, we just all sit there and be like, Michael Jordan Wizard. I don't like Michael Jordan Wizard. I don't like him. Me included. I was on that train for a minute. Then I had to sit back and do the due diligence and remember that nigga didn't start the seasons playing with the Wizards. That nigga didn't get traded to the Wizards. He went there as an owner. The owner team, he like, yeah, I can still beat these niggas. These niggas trash. And he ended up joining the team during that season. So it wasn't like he had an off season of training, a summer of training. He wasn't even planning on playing. So even though 38, 39-year-old Michael Jordan is a 38 to 39-year-old LeBron James, he wasn't supposed to be playing. He just seen niggas was in dire straits and needed help. And he said, let me put my cape on. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I remember Mike was finger rolling and all that. I wasn't used to Mike finger rolling.
Yeah, like, yo, Murder.
Murder.
I ain't going front. I used to sit on the Wizards Jordan, and not even for LeBron. I used to be like, I don't want to hear that Wizards Jordan shit, man. I don't like the Wizards Jordan. Then I was looking at something probably about a year ago, and I was like, you know what? Mike didn't even come over here to play. Mike wasn't even supposed to be playing. He ain't trained or none of that shit. Mike motherfucking got up and was like, these niggas ain't shit. Let me suit up and see what I can do. I remember that year Paul Pierce just recently told a story how that year, that same year during the All-Star break, Mike Jordan was at halftime in the locker room smoking cigars. And niggas thought that he wasn't coming back out for the second half, and then end up hitting the game-winning shot. Mike on that type of time during them years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you smoking Mike cigars at halftime? Yeah, my Paul Pierce said we thought Mike wasn't coming back out second half. And he ended up winning the game-winning shot during that 38, 39-year-old era. So just want to put that out there.
Yeah. And also, I mean, before we move on, at 39 is when niggas start getting hurt. Niggas, their ankle, their back, their Achilles, their hip, all of that. So, you know.
And Murder, to add on to that, people get hurt doing that without playing basketball at that age.
Yeah. Yeah, so what LeBron is doing is a miracle, for real.
Yes, sir.
Definitely is. Okay, so the Bucks lost to the Magic 113-88. Giannis missed his third straight game due to injury. How do you guys feel about Giannis' absence, or are you guys not even worried about it right now?
Killer, you could go first on that.
First of all, I watched that game when Giannis got hurt. Niggas better hope it's just a calf injury, because the way Giannis felt, it looked more like an Achilles situation.
Achilles, right? Yeah.
Nobody was near the nigga. Nobody hit him. He was just walking and fell. I seen that way too many times when it comes to Achilles tears or strains or whatever, Achilles injuries, period. So I hope for the Bucks' sake that it's just a calf injury and hopefully he could come back, because this would be another terrible time to be getting hurt. Yeah. You know, this would be a terrible time to be getting hurt. And what I'll say is this. They end up getting a third seed. Shout out to the Knicks. The Knicks finish with the second seed, man.
Yeah.
The Knicks finish with the second seed, man. You know, shout out to New York, man. It's been a minute. They got a 50-win season and the second seed, man. So congratulations to them, man. But I'm pretty sure we'll talk about them later. But if I was the Bucks, I would be worried. I would be totally worried because Indiana seemed to have their way with the Bucks this season. It seemed like it seemed like that they had total control over the Bucks. I think they lost one game to the Bucks while they won three. This off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, it was the play-in when he went Dame time.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Like, yeah, like Halliburton was having his way, Dame time. They was winning. They end up beating them going to the play-in. I think after the play-in, the Bucks beat them once, but then Indiana beat them again. This is part of me if I don't have this absolute right, but I believe Indiana had their way with the Bucks this season. And sometimes you may not even be able to figure a team out to where possibly, you know, it's hard to beat a team that beat you three times over and over and over, but I think sometimes you got a nigga number. Like, and I know these niggas. Y'all niggas thought this was a problem. Yeah, like, I know these niggas. So I'm real interested to see how the first two games go. I'm interested to see the health of Giannis and how this goes with Doc Rivers as well, because, Doc, you was brought in for these situations right here. We don't want to hear Giannis isn't available. We don't want to hear that he's hurt. You are a veteran coach. And you work with the personnel that you have. So I know I'm not sitting there acting like a superstar that may not be 100%, but this is why you're supposed to be considered, quote unquote, a superstar coach. What are you going to do? So I'm interested in seeing that. But if I had to pick right this very second, and I know this isn't the question was, how do we feel about the Bucks losing their third straight game? It's not about that. It's just a question for me because it is what it is. The question is, will they be able to beat the Indiana Pacers falling into that third seed? And right now, I really can't say that I have a definitive answer that they will.
Yeah, I think they're in trouble. Honestly, I've been talking about when the year first started, I had Milwaukee as my team to come out of the East. But with an injured Giannis looking like what you said, an Achilles tear, even if it's not a complete tear, it's still not something that I could see him recovering from and dominating this playoff season, which is right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think Doc has no excuse on another note because Doc has another superstar and another all-star on the team. So it's not like he doesn't have personnel to be on that team. I think he have two other all-stars and another superstar. So he really has no excuse to not get much of what needs to be done, especially in first round and partial to second round, because this is a team with Damon Lillard, Lopez, and Middleton. You should be able to win some playoff games with just that. But I think the thing that also came back to haunt them was just the personal issues of Damon Lillard off the court. I said that from the top of the year that's going to be a transition that may, you know, take its toll on him as a player. I just knew what the psyche was because it was a new environment. And when you're going through stuff with family, you can't really tell how that's going to go. Not putting it all on that, but I'm saying when you're going through those transitions, and Dame is, you know, family to us, so we wish him the best. I want to see him do well, but 2-14? That don't even sound like Damon Lillard. We can't blame it on Glorilla, right? So then the only next thing to blame it on is off the court issues, because this is Damon Lillard we talking about. This is Logo Dame, you know? And to say he was 2-14 is crazy, especially against on the Magic, but we you also Ken was talking about the defense of the young boy down there, Suggs. So he had him shooting 2 for 14. It's crazy, man. This is Damian Lillard. That don't even make sense.
What you talking about, Orlando?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Suggs, he became a really good defender this past year. Yeah.
So it sounds like that's paying off, especially if he got Damian Lillard at 16 points at 2 for 14 shooting. That's crazy. For the Bucks.
So hypothetically speaking, right? If Giannis doesn't return anytime soon, or like Cam said, if he returns injured, do you guys think that the Bucks will still be able to finish strong, or have you kind of lost hope? Because I think you guys both had the Bucks, you know, as like your favorite in the East at the beginning of the season. Has that completely swapped for you?
Without Giannis is a complete no for me. Because they were having struggles with Indiana with Giannis. Remember that early in the play-in? Remember Indiana was acting like they was about to win the play-in. Remember they ended up going against the Lakers when we thought we was going to see the Bucks versus the Lakers. And that's when Halliburton took the game over and we was like, oh, that ain't going to happen later in the season. And now they got the legendary Doc Rivers. Doc got to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Doc cannot be sitting around like his reputation speak for itself. This is not the time to deal with that. We are with a new generation. What are y'all, Generation Z? And I know they live by what have you done for me lately. Nobody's going by what you did before. I tell people that all the time. If I can't bring up what I did in the past, what make you think I want to hear what you did in the past? Doc, we need to know what are you going to do right now? Because now you got the New York Knicks. It's no more next year Knicks. It's a new year Knicks. Now they saying they the new year Knicks, killer. The NY is not next year no more. It's a new year. So I don't see the Knicks. I don't see them beating Boston. You know, things have changed. And we still, the ABB is still out on your Triple J. I'm just letting you know, Stat. So you're trying to be quiet over there. You're trying to walk around Miami. But last time I checked, they're in the East Coast, too.
Yeah. But, again, the clip that I posted that you guys say doesn't count. I did say my favorite is Miami, but my realistic answer was the Celtics. So,
oh my goodness, OJ is smiling, looking down on you right now.
Make that very clear.
Yeah, look, I just checked it out. The Bucks are 1-5 this year, 1-4. I mean, let me just be all the way clear. 1, 2. Let me see right here. Pardon me. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, they are 1-4 this year against the Pacers. This don't look good, and that's what Giannis. This don't look good. So maybe they'll rev it up and figure something out for the playoffs. But yeah, I knew they're 1-4 this year.
Crazy cold world. Okay, and then the Thunder defeated the Mavs 135-86. They sat Luka and Kyrie. One, what do you think of the decision of sitting the both of them? And then, granted, I know that OKC has the first seed, but which team are you most confident in, despite the numbers?
Coming out of the West?
Mavs versus OKC, yeah. Which team are you more confident with? And then how do you feel about them sitting Luka and Kyrie in that game?
I like both of those teams. I'm not sure how OKC responds in the playoffs. Like, on paper, they seem dynamic, but I just don't have enough history with them at this point to go on a limb and be like, yes, you know. When it comes to the Mavs, I know what I'm getting. I'm getting two dynamic scorers, and, you know, Jason Kidd is doing a decent job out there. And but when it comes to them playing each other, I would have to go. And it's hard to go against, you know, Ramadan, Rhea, and my boy Luka, because that's home team. I don't know. I can't even say. I can't fix myself to go against Kyrie and Luka. It don't matter who they play. If it's not Denver, they got a 50-50 chance, I believe. If it's not, you know, Joker, because they don't got an answer for Joker. But when they playing OKC, could they pull that off? They could. It depends on how they're gelling together.
What was the exact question set?
Basically, how do you guys feel about them sitting Kyrie and Luka? And then which team are you most confident in despite their numbers? The Mavs or OKC?
Well, I would never play Kyrie and Luka. Like, they was that this wasn't a last game that mattered to like Oklahoma, Denver, Minnesota. They were all, everybody played because they were fighting for a number one seed. LeBron James played because he was fighting not to be in the bottom of the play-in. Kevin Durant played because he was fighting to not be in the play-in. No matter what happened yesterday, the day before that, the Dallas Mavericks was playing the Clippers no matter what. So I risk putting Kyrie and Luka out there for one game when they know, you know, you have to play the Clippers anyway. It wouldn't have mattered if they played or not. They're playing the Clippers. A lot of games that happened yesterday depended on seeding. Those wasn't one of those games to where Dallas would have played Kyrie or played Luka, and then one of them get hurt, and then they'll look at Jason Kidd like, you stupid motherfucker, why was you playing him? And you know the playoffs is coming up. So absolutely fine with them not playing them. I think it would have been stupid to play them. To me, this is the most intriguing first round matchup of the playoffs. The Dallas Mavericks against the Los Angeles Clippers. This is going to be good.
Who you going Kawhi, with, Killer? Who you know. Going with?
The goodie, man. If you ask me who I want, I want, like you said, Dallas to win because that's home team. You know, we rooting for the family, you know, Sham and the rest of the family down there. But a healthy Kawhi Leonard is dangerous, man. And he hasn't been playing, but he's another one that has he been playing to get ready for the playoffs, or is it a secret injury that we don't know about, you know? So I think it all depends on Kyrie's health. Kawhi's health. So if we got a healthy Kawhi, I'm going to say the Clippers. But if we don't, then I'm going to have to say the Dallas Mavericks. I don't think nobody could do anything with Luka. And nobody could do nothing with Kyrie. It's never been about the offense with Dallas this season. It's been more about their defense in the last few weeks. They've been picking their defense up. We know they could put points on the board, but could they stop people? And they've been doing it for the last few weeks. Let's see if it translates over into the playoffs.
Are they recently right now having a healthy Paul George? Because that
matters. No, if Paul George wasn't healthy, I would have said something about it. That's why I stressed Kawhi Leonard. Paul George been playing his ass off for the Clippers. He missed a couple games, but it wasn't due to anything major. But, yeah, he's healthy. It's about Kawhi, though. Kawhi's the one that hasn't been healthy the last 2 weeks or so. But Paul George, Russell Westbrook, James Harden will all be available. And I'm pretty sure Kawhi will be available too, but was he resting to get ready for the playoffs, or was he secretly hurt? He was not, pardon me, not secretly hurt. Is the injury bigger than what they're making it seem to be?
Yeah, whoever dominate out of Paul George and Luka is who's gonna win that series. Cause I see them taking the ball out of James Harden hand and out of Kyrie hand more than they would normally do. Cause Kyrie's gonna get his, James Harden gonna get a few baskets, but it boils down to who dominate out of Paul George, the GOAT, and Luka. Whoever dominates out of them two is gonna win that series.
Okay, y'all. We're gonna go to break, and when we return, we will discuss the Heat versus the Sixers. Don't go anywhere.
She called this thing about toxic. and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing I don't know. My stubborn in me won't fall. Oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about she wanna be free.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our underdog fantasy picks of the day. So for the play-in on Wednesday, the Hawks will play the Bulls. Underdog fantasy has Trae Young at 22.5 points. Do you have him higher or lower? Mace?
Higher.
Okay, Cam?
More high as well.
Okay, DeJounte Murray is at 5 first quarter points. Do you have him higher or lower? Cam?
Lower.
Who did you say?
DeJounte Murray.
Oh, 5 first quarter points?
Yes.
Lower. Yeah.
Okay. And DeMar DeRozan is at 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Do you have him higher or lower? Mace.
Lower.
Okay. I'm gonna go higher.
Okay.
They got a chance to win. He gonna have to do everything.
That's good. Download the Underdog Fantasy app and you can make your picks too. So, y'all, the Sixers have won 7 games in a row and moved into a tie with the Magic and the Pacers. Next, they will play Miami to compete for the 7th seed. Who should be more worried, Sixers or the Heat?
You're asking this question, but didn't Joel Embiid get hurt
again? Well, he's back.
He's back.
I think he's back. Yeah.
I thought he got hurt again.
I don't think it was serious enough for him to not play this next game.
Yeah. See, this is what my concern was when they first talked about bringing him back. They're playing the Heat. They're balling. I'm not sure about this game. I'm not sure. It seemed like it's almost Jimmy Butler time. It's time for him to go in the locker room, leave the emo outfit in the locker room, come back out as Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy Butler, and get the W, you know? I don't put anything past Miami. I just was trying to figure out where has Triple J been, you know? Given Stat and all of her love for Miami Heat, can you tell me where Triple J has been, Stat?
Just in my opinion, shout out the Heat, but they've all just been underperforming a little bit, you know. He's still, you know, putting up points for the Heat, but he's not the main go-to person for the Heat, and we knew that because he's a rookie.
I'm just playing. I'm just bringing it up because you all in the beginning, you was Triple J, right, Killer? Triple J. We was like, who's Triple J? You kept putting him on the radar. Now he's getting the attention that you're supposed to give people when folks talk about them.
Still deserved.
Yeah, I don't think the Heat beat the Sixers. I also want Terry Rozier to start balling, because when he first got there, I thought that was going to be a special situation. He's somebody that I really like his game, really like when he was playing down there in Charlotte, as well as with the Boston Celtics. So if they can kind of let him go a little bit more, they probably would do better. He needs to be a major contributor.
Not to cut you off, but he actually was balling until he got hurt. So, because I think he's made major contributions to the team, for real. So I'm going to give him that. But injuries, you know, happen that we don't like, because we don't have time for that right now. But they happen.
Yeah, because his mother ran down on me, Killer.
Who mother?
Terry Rozier.
And said what?
First she was telling the Maurice and tell Mace I ain't like what he said about my baby. You know, so people.
She told who that?
Maurice Claret.
Oh, y'all was together?
Yeah. People are starting to run down on me. A lot of parents, too. Like, not happy. I need more security. Damn, we got to beef up my security. I got to get paid more to get more security because I'm walking through the airport different places, and it's not even players. It be their parents. Like, yo, can I talk to you? Now I can't even take a picture. I don't know if somebody trying to swing on me or not. Somebody said, can I take a picture? You just feel somebody smack you in your back, and you're like, yo, this is my... It's my auntie. I can't hit the auntie back. She said, don't say nothing about my nephew no more. I said, well, I didn't even say that. Cam said it. Yeah. You take this show serious. We got to watch what we say around here. That's why I've been a bit cautious. There's been people's aunts and their uncles. One lady was playing on a wheelchair. You know how they let the people on the wheelchair first? And the lady said, don't cut me off like you can cut his hat off. I said, what? I'm like, and this was the white lady. This was the white lady. I couldn't believe it. She said, like, you be cutting Stat off. So I gotta watch it, Stat.
Why are you getting on with the wheelchair people though, Murda? why are you getting on when they get on? That's the question.
You know, all them niggas always looking for the one up.
That's crazy that you're getting on when they ask people who handicap and need extra help.
No, they say people who need extra time. One lady said, you don't need extra time. I said, miss, that's very disrespectful. To extra time. You don't know how much time I need.
That's crazy, man. I ain't jinxing myself. You wild, man.
You don't know how much time I need. I need all the time I can get.
Yo, I'll tell you now, if I ever see you and I ain't know you and I see you getting on with the people in the extra time, I'm going to be mad.
People always come behind me and they say, we're only bored people who need extra time. They say military. I said, miss, you know, I need
it. Yeah, military. You ain't military, nigga.
Who knows? You don't know what I've been doing since I was.
Yeah, I ain't seen you for 20. I forgot. I wish I would see a nigga shake your hand and say thank you for your service. Yeah, you're a wild nigga, man.
Yeah,
we just playing about the military too, because
we just playing about the military, but I do need more time.
Yeah, shout out to everything y'all do, and we support y'all out there repping the country.
Yeah,
look back. This is a dangerous game for Philadelphia, even with Joel Embiid, because this is when Miami seems to turn it up for some reason. I'm not sure. Stat could probably tell us if everybody's healthy or not. But Bam, Jimmy Butler, Hero's back. Look, Miami Heat have a great team. It may not have been represented that well throughout the season, but when is it ever represented that well throughout the season? It's always the same mediocre, lower level shit. Them niggas got to the championship from the play-in. That's why the play-in is so dope. Those are one of them teams that you can't sleep on in the playoffs, and it's only going to take one win, because whoever wins this game plays the Knicks. So that'll be very interesting. But it's a few first games in the play-in that's interesting. Golden State versus Sacramento, interesting. Lakers a rematch against New Orleans, interesting. And this game right here may be the most interesting. No, I like the Golden State Sacramento. I would want to see that game before anything else. But Miami and Philly. This is a real interesting scenario. Very interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know who's going to win.
Especially because they got Kyle Lowry telling all the plays to Philly. He just left the Heat. So he's definitely over there wanting to get this win. He's definitely in Patrick Beverly mode right now. We got to beat these niggas. Pause. I just got let go by this team. Win this game for me, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting to watch. This is a pick'em. I can't call this one. But if we're going on history, got to go with the Heat, man. Got to go with the Heat if we're going on history.
My thoughts, I just think it's interesting because everybody on the Heat got healthy at just the right time. I mean, Terry Rozier has been a big contributor. It's still questionable whether he will return or not, but I do think it's going to be pretty even, especially if Embiid is healthy. I'm not going to say I'm gung-ho Miami because I really don't know. Like, we have been fluctuating a lot these past games. The Sixers have been playing a lot well. They're 5-0 since Embiid has made his return. So I can't let go of those factors. But if Miami does win and then we do go on to play the Knicks, that already I know is just frustration on the Knicks side because we beat them last year in the conference semifinals. So if that's a repeat, that would be insane. I don't know. I'm optimistic for both teams. Of course, you know, I would want the Heat to move forward, but I don't know. It is hard to say right now.
Yeah, well, the Heat is not beating New York. I want you to know that early. So
New York said that last year. Like,
no, but it's a different team this year, you know. New York will be devastated if they lose to Miami. They would never be able to talk again. We got a not be able to talk for the whole summer. He'll just have to be quiet the whole summer.
I believe that if the Miami Heat end up playing the Knicks, they're going to win, in my opinion, healthy-wise. Look, we got to realize that.
Yo, Cam can't come back to New York, yo. You can't come back to New York, Cam. Talking like that. You're saying Cam can't come back to New York, man, because of that.
You know how many times they told me that? I better not see you around here. And then I go right around there. It wasn't like that, nigga. We love you, nigga. Look, I'm just being realistic. Look, Jalen Brunson is having an outstanding run the last since the break. I mean, even before the break, he's been playing outstanding. And for New York Knicks to ask him to do what he's doing in the 7-game series, where not only Eric Spoelstra, you know who's upstairs, man. Pat Riley's upstairs. And the adjustments will be made in a 7-game series. You understand? So, I may say if Julius Randle was playing, maybe, but I'm talking about a healthy Miami Heat. I don't see the Knicks beating them. Not saying I don't want the Knicks to beat them, but for some reason that kid Jimmy Butler steps up in the playoffs. Bam Adebayo steps up in the playoffs. You got that nigga upstairs who don't know how to lose, overseeing this whole shit. And to ask Jalen Brunson to get 35 every night, which he's really, really been doing. I know we had a conversation about best point guards in the NBA, and we probably had him at number 4 or 5, depending on my list or Mesa's list. But I will say this, right now, currently, I believe that Jalen Brunson is the best point guard in the East Coast. I'm going to go on a limb and say that, definitely. So he's going to have to do what he has to do. Pardon me. He's going to have to do what he's been doing the last 2.5 months for them to have any chance, because we have to think about this. He's getting 60. He's getting 35. He's getting 38. He's getting 40. Getting 41. He's putting, yo, these numbers since the All-Star break has been incredible. But I'm just saying, when you play a team game after game after game, adjustments get made. And if he can make the right adjustments and the Knicks get past them, if Miami wins against Philly, that'd be tremendous.
You got, I could see him being past Maxi after that 60 game.
Yeah, I had it.
It was like this. Once he started getting 60 and 40 and all that.
Yeah. I had him and Maxi, but he pulled away from Maxi.
Yeah.
It was him and Maxi, but yeah, you can't deny 60 is 60. And like as much as people praise the people on the opposing team or the visiting team for getting 50. Jordan had 45 in the 45.
LeBron had 50.
Kobe had 50, 60 points. We got to give that man praise for having 61 points, whether he had a Nick uniform on or not, because we give the praise to other niggas that come through the garden and get 60. So when I had it, him and Maxie, but he kind of passed Maxie. And I will say, to me, right now, currently, he's the best point guard in on the East Coast at the current moment.
You're right about that, Killer. I didn't mean to cut you off. You're right about that, because the nigga Jeremy Lin had 30 on Kobe, and nigga got an ice cream. So Jay come back and get double that at the Garden, where's his ice cream at? Pause. For real. Ben and Jerry, where my boy ice cream at, man?
Yeah, what he's doing should not go unrecognized, should not be swept under the rug. We got to realize the Knicks was injury plagued throughout the season. And for him, since this All-Star break, put up the numbers that he's been putting up has been nothing short of amazing to watch. Even to get the Knicks to the second seed. Yeah. The Knicks, when is the last time we looked at the standings and seen Knicks at the number two seed? And it was good to see. When I looked at the standings today, I said, damn, New York finished number two, 51 season. It's very definitely incredible to watch. I'm just of the mindset, I'm not going to let these niggas gas. I can't do it to myself. I'm going to stay patient and watch.
Yeah, probably the last time they was number two, they probably either lost to Miami or lost to San Antonio. That's how long ago that's been a case.
Okay, and then I got to ask, so the Sixers have unveiled Allen Iverson's new statue, and a lot of people are actually upset about it. There's a lot of jokes about it, a lot of things being said. So I want to ask you guys' opinion on the statue and want to know how you guys feel after seeing it.
They better not have mess AI statue up. What are people saying about it, Stat?
They're saying it's not a statue, it's a trophy, but I want to get you guys as, you know, like.
Murder story, murder, they say in a small pause.
Yeah.
Hey, my man, so you get, it's going to be hard to do this take pause, but they can't mess AI statue up. If there's anybody's statue they can't mess up, is AI, because when you're doing Kobe and all those people, They're so beloved, but they're so tall. So when it comes to Kobe, I mean, AI, he's 6 feet, 6 feet, 6'1". And if they don't get it right, it look like every nigga from the hood. You get what I'm saying? So they got to get that right, And I don't know if there's ever been a statue do-over. But by this picture, they need to do a statue do-over. They need to really probably let AI get a wax figure, pause, from one of those Hollywood wax figures and make sure he loved this statue before they do that next time, because he should have been able to check that and be like, nah, that's not the one I want. Like Kobe, before he died, he picked the statue he wanted, and his wife said this is the one that he wanted. I know AI wouldn't have approved of no statue that's shorter than he is. That just don't make no sense. And who said it was a trophy? Who said that?
Twitter.
Everybody online.
Yeah.
People were really pissed off about it. I seen everything. Look, what I have to say about it is this. AI knew what size the statue was going to be. Because what it is that a lot of people, I seen the process leading up before the statue reveal. A lot of people just seen the statue reveal. And it's not just AI, it's Maurice Cheeks. It's like four other players with statues and they're lined up outside the stadium. The problem is that nobody of this generation cares about the other Sixers that have statues. They're not Googling Maurice Cheeks and everybody else. So when they get to Allen Iverson, niggas like, it's statue time. And you see a statue, and make sure, I ain't gonna lie, we do have trophies. Well, we won trophies 10 times bigger than the statue. we don't want 10 feet trophies. So what it is that's how the Sixers do their statues, because everybody seen AIs and was like, that's fucked up. But all the other statues are that size as well. But I know what niggas gonna say. Fuck them other niggas.
Yeah, it looked like an MVP trophy. It looked like an MVP trophy. How you gonna make AI that small? Pause. You can't.
Yeah. What the Sixers would have to do is, my opinion is, do a statue reover of everybody, because everybody should have smart. Like I said, people are just recognizing because of the not only the great basketball player that AI was, the cultural impact that he had on people my age, younger or older, outside of basketball as well. So when you see that and you be like, yo, why they playing AI? Everybody, and listen, y'all, everybody's shit is like that. There's five other players with trophies, four other players with trophies who's that size. But I get it. If you're my age, a little younger, a little older, and you had the opportunity to see AI play in real time and the cultural impact that he had, you don't want to hear that. I don't care what Maurice Cheeks trophy looked like, statue looked like.
Give AI the giant trophy shit. Like this, or I would have did the trophy with him stepping over Tyronn Lue with him on the floor. That would have been a crazy statue.
Yeah. I don't think it's more about, my opinion, as with stats pertaining to the people who's mad. I don't think people are mad at the design. I think people are mad at the size pores. Yeah. It isn't, they're not mad at whatever the design is. They more mad. I seen a nigga online say, hey, I could take that shit up and throw it in his book bag. Like, so, because when you think of statues, you think of larger than life.
Yeah,
shit.
Nigga, when you go to DC, you see Abraham Lincoln sitting in a chair, nigga. We need a statue to be crazy.
Yeah, you float in New York,
no,
you see
small
the
statue.
Yeah, niggas go inside the Statue of Liberty. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I get it. Then the same thing, like the Lakers Shaq statue bigger than life.
Magic,
Kobe,
Magic.
Yeah, they're big statues. They're big statues. So I think the Philadelphia,
and
I know they don't want to show favoritism.
AI joint, like, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's the design. They're mad at the size, and I understand Paul.
What's the name of the owner again? Don't he be with Meek Mill and them, man? Come on, man. Meek, talk to your man. Get that statue right, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
AI seemed very appreciative. He was crying. He was humble. He was super excited about it.
Yeah, you know what it's like. It's just like if somebody gave you something, you ain't going to say it. It's for me to say it. And vice versa. I got to act like I'm happy. Yo, word is for you to be like, come on, man. You know, Murder need his own street, too. Killer need his own street. You need Cameron's way, man.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you got to put it in your man ear, you'll say something about that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Meek, no harm, no foul. Talk to your man. Tell him get this statue right.
Y'all are not wrong. In the comments below, let us know what you guys think about AI statue. But that is all the time that we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is.
Two Big Macs, like when they doing them 2 for 5.